petrol.
Thanks, Don.
No. It takes 6 months just to reach Mars. Then a year on the surface, 6 months back, it's like 2 years, you know? Anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say here is that, you know, this being my last night on Earth and everything, this could be a very precious memory for me.
Nice try.
Get that thing out of your nose.
Don't you talk back to Mommy.
Hey, Woody.
Yeah?
Our Mars One crew won't be heading back to Earth till 10 days after you guys land at our base camp with Mars Two.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Rene. That's a pretty good long rendezvous, don't you think?
What are you suggesting, Sergei?
I think maybe you should bring a baseball bat. Yes, we will play American baseball on Mars. On two crews,
please.
We could have ourselves a little solar system
these
series.
These guys are foreigners. You crush you.
No, because we have equal crews. We have 3 men, 1 woman, same handicap.
Easy now, that's my wife you're talking about. Terry just happens to be one hell of a shortstop.
Fast pitch now steals batter calls his own strikes. $1,000 make it interesting.
Oh, win or take all.
Good. You bring the ball.
You know, the best thing about our mission? On Mars 2, technically, I outrank her. So for the first time in our marriage, she's going to have to do everything I say. Right, honey?
Yes, honey.
Yes, honey. Sir. A little salute. Help.
Yes, honey. Sir.
Yeah, I like it. It's good.
Take that corn up there, all right?
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure how I feel about NASA allowing couples to go on this type of mission together.
Look, not the personal, Terry. I mean, it's just that it's a funny feeling for those of us staying behind.
Yeah, but you know that all the research shows that marriage will provide stability on these long-duration trips.
Then they haven't studied some of the couples I've known.
Nope. Come on, baby. He's not coming.
This isn't right. I mean, Jim deserves this, too. All of his friends are here. Oh. It's my last night here.
Hey. It's your last night with us, too.
I know. I'm sorry, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Deb.
I love you, too. Maybe you should spend some time with Bobby.
Yeah. Where is he?
Up in his fort.
Oh. Okay.
Millions of miles away. Deep space. So lonesome. So cold.
So lame, Nick. Knock, knock. Bobby? Your friends are out there playing. What are you doing up here?
Who's gonna read to me now? Bedtime.
Your mother will.
I like when you do it. Now we're never gonna finish our book.
Bobby. Listen, I've been thinking about that too, okay? And what I figured out was, how about if I bring along my own copy? And then every night, wherever I am, I'll read a little bit more of it. And you and Mommy, you can read a little bit more of it wherever you are. It'll be kind of like we're reading it together. Because, hey, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of anxious to find out how old Ben Gunn got marooned on that island. You think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we were afraid you wouldn't come.
I
got away for your barbecue. After that?
Yes.
I was helpless.
All the way out in Galveston.
Something like that. It's his night, Deb. I didn't want to spoil it.
Spoiler Key has been going crazy looking for you.
Don't ever do that to me again.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Here.
Thanks, man. A lot of people are going to be mighty glad to see you. You know that?
Yeah.
Come on. Let's go in. You remember him?
Just let that go.
As soon as you admit that it was a no-go situation.
It was a go situation.
3 months, no data stream. You're going to land the ship anyway.
Just because you keep bringing it up doesn't make you right.
Just because you get loud doesn't make... Jim, settle it.
No, don't.
Settle it.
Don't look at me.
It's a go situation.
Wow, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
I know that.
Come on. Three commanders. One ship. I don't think that's going to work. There's not enough rocket fuel in the world to get those egos off the ground. Come on.
we would have made a great crew.
Baby. This man was left feet.
Yeah. Come on, I'm a pretty good stick jockey. You call me if you want a flight test.
What is a stick jockey?
I'm a pretty good stick jockey.
Come on, Mr. Cover of Time magazine.
I landed a crippled Block 2 shuttle.
Yeah, that's the stick jockey.
Stick jockey did that?
Okay, all right, I made a little noise, but putting the first footprints on Mars, that's for guys who wrote their PhD thesis on how to colonize a place. For guys who read too much science fiction as a kid and still wear these little Flash Gordon rocket ships around their necks.
You read every damn science fiction book I did, and you're just not man enough to wear jewelry.
Yeah,
oh, no. Didn't know you weren't flashy. I ain't getting them.
Yeah, Maggie would have loved to see you two clowns just one more time.
I don't know, Woodrow. I think it's about time you donated this baby to the museum.
Internal combustion, boys. Accept no substitutes. Jim, listen. If there's anything Terry and I can do, call us, all right?
I'm okay, really. Thanks.
Luke.
Yeah?
I'll see you when I get to Mars. Listen, don't solve all the mysteries of the universe, all right? Leave a little something for the next guy.
I'm not promising anything. You just bring some expensive beer.
All right. Will do. Godspeed.
Thanks, buddy. Should have been your mission, Jim. Yours and Maggie's. Nobody ever wanted Mars the way you two did. Not even Woody. You two were 12 years training for this thing, hoping for this assignment. It's
that's all over now.
If Maggie hadn't gotten sick, if you hadn't pulled yourself out of the rotation to take care of her, I mean, no, Jim, wait a minute. I want to say this. Look, I wanted this assignment, all right? But not like this, Jim. I would give all of this up in a second if it would bring Maggie back to us.
I know that. Look, all the years of training and planning for this mission have been a privilege. Mars is yours now. Go get it.
I will. You take care of yourself, Joe.
You too, buddy.
Okay. See you when I get back.
Hey, Luke. Have a great ride.
Always do.
Yeah, Renee.
Luke, I just got your data online, and, well, we think you're going to want to see this for yourself.
Okay, copy that.
Now, is this a cinder cone?
No, it's too smooth. It's too angular. Volcanic upwelling, maybe.
No fissure, no caldera.
No, it's an upwelling for sure, but maybe not volcanic. I mean, look at the color and how shiny it is. That almost looks like... It looks like ice.
Oh.
This falls south.
Impossible. You can't have ice at this latitude. I mean, not unless there's like a...
Okay, how far away is that?
16 kilometers northeast. Take us 20 minutes to get there, Chief.
Okay, we're going to send a packet to Mikra. We're going out there. Keep working.
Okay.
This is a truly anomalous formation. It's unlike anything we've seen so far. The structure appears to be crystalline, at least from the angle that's displayed by Aries 8. Now, we're trying not to go too nuts up here, but we think there's a good chance that this could be an extrusion from some subsurface geothermal column of water. And of course, if that's correct, then we may have found the key to permanent human colonization. We think it wise to suspend judgment.
Geology and hydrology, we need to scramble on this full court press.
So we're going to head out there ASAP and take a look at this thing, try and get an idea of its composition. By the time you receive this, we should just about be on site. Hearing that?
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know. It sounds like interference from the rover.
Can you fix it?
Hey, Skip. I can fix anything.
Love that modesty. Break out the radar. Let's see what this thing's made of.
Oh, yes, there's one more thing. Now, this is a very important, very special day for a good friend of ours back home. We know he's there right now. Now, he hates it when anybody makes any kind of a fuss about him, so I'm not going to mention his name. Because the last thing I would want to do would be to embarrass someone like Jim McConnell. Was that loud?
Oh, well, it's done now.
I mean, it can't be right. It says there is metal under there. Solid metal.
No, that doesn't make any sense. You're reading a vein of ore, Renee.
No, it says it's under the old mountain.
All right, move it closer up the power. We're going to try it again.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, everybody, I want you to take a look at Jim. Now, is he all red with one of those fake, oh, I'm a good sport grins on his face? That's right. Now, everybody, take a look at Ray. Does he have one of those, this wasn't in my mission plan looks on his face yet? Uh-huh, I thought so. Well, there's nothing you can do about it, Ray. We're 100 million miles away. Okay, let's blow it out.
We're all set here, Chief.
All right, let's crank up the juice. See what's in this sucker.
What happened?
problem, patch door malfunction. Backup power fail, manual override fail. Solution?
Replace optical relay.
Piece of cake. God, who dreams up these nightmares?
Don't try to change the subject.
I'm not. We're talking about your sister's wedding,
No, we're
right?
talking about dancing lessons before my sister's wedding.
Do you mind? I'm in the middle of a catastrophic power failure here. Check.
Not effective.
Not effective.
Replace optical relay.
You're distracting me.
What are we, a married couple? Would it kill you to invite me out on the dance floor just once?
We danced. We danced at our wedding. We danced.
No, that's not dancing, Woody. That's you shuffling your feet around while you grab my butt. I'm talking about real dancing, you know? Cha-cha-cha, rumba, jitterbug.
Darn, face it, some couples dance, some go to Mars. That's my test.
Effective, yeah. Woody, I'm serious. Just as soon as we get back home, we're starting lessons. Woody, if we never dance, people are going to think there's something wrong.
If they see me dance, they'll know there's something wrong.
This is highly unprofessional.
This is highly unprofessional, sir. You keep forgetting that.
Cockpit, this is control. Cockpit, this is control.
Control, this is cockpit.
Yeah, Terry, it's Phil. They want us all to report to Micker ASAP.
Who's this report to Micker?
Give him in the middle of my head.
Well, that's a negative, Phil. We're in the middle of a catastrophic power failure right now.
Yeah, Woody, it was Raybeck. He told me to round up the team now.
The exact same moment that we lost the data stream, they picked up this intense burst of energy from Mars.
What do you mean intense?
Catastrophic.
What about the crew?
The level of energy in the pulse didn't seem survivable.
How about the remote? Went into Mars orbit last week. Maybe you could give us some clue.
It's just what we try next. All right, the resupply module checked out fine. No instrument failures, orbit holding steady, but there was something else. The Remo's computer contained an uplink message, a very faint, highly distorted transmission from Mars One base camp.
Someone's alive.
Yes. Put up the message.
Still concentrating on the audio, but we've got a long way to go.
Show us whatever you've got. Show us.
I get another chance. To the side. There was a low sound that. The low sound. Something came out of the top of the mountain and it hit us. Oh my god. There it is. Got it. Nick.
That's it.
I don't know. Luke must be in pretty bad shape if he hasn't just blasted out of there in the Earth return vehicle. That thing was designed so even one crew member could fly it back to Earth.
Even if Luke was in great shape, he couldn't get home. An energy pulse of that magnitude would have fried the ERV's computers.
Other than the computers, how do we think the ERV fared?
Well, so far our motherlink says it should be in pretty good shape.
Which means it's going to be up to us to get new motherboards, drives, and software to Mars as fast as we can.
Right, slow down.
It's going to take us weeks just to analyze this data.
Right, but in the meantime, we got to be working up a mission plan.
Luke needs us now.
Luke may already be dead. And even if he's not, it's doubtful he's going to be able to transmit again. So, we wouldn't know whether it's safe to land. Until we were almost there.
What about SEMA? The Saturn imaging probe. It's going to slingshot around Mars on its way through the solar system. It could be retasked to take pictures, read radiation levels at Mars One base camp.
Wait. We are getting ahead of ourselves. You're forgetting the bigger problem. The orbits are all wrong. Our first decent launch window is almost 8 months from now.
Yes, but we can go earlier and get there faster. If we reconfigure the payload for extra fuel, we'd model that, Ray. I've modeled it.
On paper, yes. But those dresses have never been tested in space.
The ship can take it.
Ship can take it. I wasn't thinking of just the ship.
Ray, I know the protocols for a Mars recovery mission better than anybody because
I design them. And I'm telling you, these guys can do it.
He's right, Ray. We got a real shot here.
Give me an updated mission plan by 0800 tomorrow.
You'll have it by 0600. Let's go to work.
Chief, can I have a word?
Go ahead.
I no longer have the right crew.
What do you mean? Bjornstrom can be up here on the next shuttle.
Bjornstrom is a geologist. He's good, but not for this. My people just lost 8 months of training. This is a different mission with a different objective.
I haven't approved the mission yet.
Yes, but when you do, it ought to be given its best chance for success. I want McConnell to fly right seat.
Oh. Jim McConnell is no longer on mission status.
Yeah, because you washed him out.
He washed himself up. He only had to pass a few more psych evaluations, but he refused to take them.
His wife was dead. He didn't want to lay on a couch and share her with strangers.
Yeah, that was his call. But I had to make one too. It was tough as hell. But I do it again.
Christ and grace. She wasted away in front of his eyes. What was he supposed to do? Suck it up? Get with the program? What was his crime? That he showed a little emotion?
I couldn't trust him.
When Maggie died, it knocked the hell out of him. It knocked the hell out of all of us. You know and I know he's still the best we got. He and Maggie wrote the book on Mars. He's had more hours in The Sims than the rest of us put together. We can do this, Ray. You give me McConnell as co-pilot, and we will bring Luke home. That's a promise.
Is the exact genetic composition of my ideal woman. Hey.
My baby.
Now what is it?
A frog?
Hey, Skip.
Hey. Take a look.
Damn.
What do you make of that?
Dust storm. Southern hemisphere coming from the east. Big fella, too.
Headed straight for Mars One base camp.
Could get a little hairy right about landing time.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to have to be able to move fast. Maybe even advance our ETA. Bad boys can cover a whole planet last up to a year.
When does SEMA do her flyby?
Tomorrow morning, 0600. That's when we find out whether we've come all this way for nothing.
My money's on Luke.
Yeah.
All those interested in dance lessons, please report to the promenade deck.
May I ask, brought this on?
0G, my friend. My last chance to be graceful. Once we're in Mars gravity, it's back to shuffling my feet and grabbing her butt.
Incoming packet. Incoming packet.
It's SEMA.
Enhanced look at base camp? Looks deserted. Still standing, though. So's the ERV. And look, there's the greenhouse.
Well, we know Luke survived for at least a few hours. Now, are there any signs of recent activity?
There. Scan northeastern quadrant of base camp. The hell are those?
Graves.
Wait a minute, there's only three of them. Well, that means that Luke's still got to be alive. It means he's still down there.
It just means there's no one left to bury him.
Check the radiation levels.
Check rad levels.
No. Go to the disaster site.
Go to 41 by 9.
What's wrong?
I don't know. Magnetic interference?
Go infrared.
Switch to infrared. It's got to be a problem with SEMA. I don't see how an earthquake 6 months ago could cause this kind of distortion.
That was no quake.
To continue analyzing this data and try to determine what the problem is with those images. We agree that the evidence with the graves is inconclusive and that a ground search is advisable. Frankly, we are stumped as you guys, but we'll keep on it. Be aware there are little sandstorms kicking up.
Eurobabble.
Near Mars 1 base. But the big one you spotted is Sterling. South should be effective. We are all pretty excited around here. And we are sure you must be feeling the same. Enjoy your meal and get a good night's sleep.
Say it.
We anticipate.
Say it.
That tomorrow morning.
Say it.
You will be go.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Jim's first spaceship was seriously underpowered.
Maggie was always a little starstruck. Come on, show us those beautiful teeth.
When they met at the Air Force Academy, it was love at first flight. Woody's line. Woody's line.
Later during NASA training, things got a little tough.
Yes, Maggie always did keep Jim on a short leash.
Jim was always trying to explore a heavenly body.
Well, where are they going? Where are they going? 10,000 Mile High Club.
That's right.
Mission accomplished.
Oh, man, what a fun wedding.
I'm so whack.
I'm going in. T-minus three.
T-minus two, T-minus one, contrast.
Oh. Okay, we can stop. We can stop the password.
I know what happened. I know what happened.
What's nerves?
Okay, guys. They're adding a wonderful chapter to their incredible story, and it's a pretty historic one.
To the newly appointed co-commanders of Mars One, Jim and Maggie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will drink to that.
Thank you. Well,
hold it. It's not
over. Show him.
Yeah, we got another
one. Oh, yeah, this is good. Check this out, man. There we go.
Phil's best work.
Oh, yeah.
Look, it's Mars.
Could you pick up these postcards at your local NASA souvenir shop?
Mars.
You know what? When you two land up there, it will prove once and for all that there really is no intelligent life on Mars.
We'll do the science and we'll do it really well because that's what we've trained for. But what if there's more? In all our myths and every human culture, Mars has always held a special attraction. What if that means something? The universe is not chaos, it's connection. Life reaches out for life. That's what we were born for, isn't it? To stand on a new world and look beyond it to the next one. It's who we are.
You know, she may have been right. If that wasn't a quake down there, then something else caused it. Or planned it. You're thinking the same thing.
It's never been out of my mind. I think she knew something, Woody. She was the only one of us who ever really believed there might be something down there.
Yeah, well, we're not leaving until we find out. Deal.
Deal.
Range 6783 and closing 65 minutes until Mars orbital capture.
Okay, people, let's look sharp now. We're going to run this simulation one more time. Remember, if we overshoot, there's no coming back.
Yeah, and drifting through eternity will ruin your whole day.
Okay, Delta V systems initialized.
Charge primary APU.
Engaged and charged.
Select HPU fuel cells for run.
Engaged.
Time main bus to systems.
Now we're ready.
Select H2O2 HPU and fuel cells for open.
H2O2 fuel valves open.
Charge flow.
Charged and online.
Reset PW.
Set.
Transfer protocol data from EVA station.
Transferred. Awaiting track confirmation.
From meteoroids.
Kill those alarms.
Critical systems alert. Critical systems alert.
Breach hits in the hull.
We're outgassing, losing pressure.
Woody sealed the breach. Looks like it's behind Jim's helmet.
90% atmosphere. Critical systems alert. Critical system alert.
We're losing pressure fast. We're going to decompress.
Computer, how long till zero atmosphere?
4 minutes, 9 seconds.
Still out gassing in lower ham. Must be another hole down there. It's gotta be a big one.
Everybody switch to suit oxygen. Jim, you got the ship. I'm going EVA.
Copy.
Come on, people. Let's work the problem.
Atmosphere.
Jim, you gotta go get your spare helmet. Copy that, Jim?
There's no time. All those systems have crashed. I gotta shut down the ham from below.
We're losing pressure, Jim. You could embolize.
Atmosphere. Phil, you've got to get the nav computers back online.
Jim, I've got an idea. If you guys can save enough atmosphere, I'll disconnect the power in the main computer bay and jumpstart the systems. I'd basically be doing a hard boot.
Has that been tested?
Are you kidding? These machines are way too expensive.
Do it.
Okay. I think this will work.
60% atmosphere.
How are we doing on the AG?
Just hang on. 1 second, Woody.
50% atmosphere.
Come on.
Jim, I've got oxygen.
Voice print identification. Not accepted. Voice print identification.
McConnell.
Accepted.
Shut down. Gravitational rotation.
Shutting down artificial gravitational rotation.
Jim, I've got the oxygen for you.
Hang on!
40% atmosphere.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
I'm topside, Jim. Do you know which sector?
I'm working on it.
You better get some oxygen, Jim.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Stack.
Okay, come on. Come on, where are you, you little bastard?
Give me some light in the hole so I can locate it.
I got a better idea. Gotcha. Darren. Squeeze out the liquid. Stay there. Squeeze it out.
Jim.
Okay. Okay. Please work.
Percent
atmosphere. Woody, reach in between sectors 5 and 6. 5 and 6. Do you copy?
Copy. I'm heading there now. Son of a bitch. You never did that in the simulator.
20% atmosphere.
Jim?
Ah.
Jim. Jim, talk to me. It's Terry. Jim.
Come back.
Breathe.
Come back. Gotcha.
Pressure stabilizing. Pressure stabilizing.
Jim?
20% atmosphere.
Hi, welcome back.
30% atmosphere.
It worked! Yes! It worked! Way to go, everybody! Alright. Yeah!
There's a lot of scarring out here. I'm gonna check for other punctures.
Orbital insertion proximity alert. Orbital insertion proximity alert.
Negative, Woody. That is a negative. You have to get back inside. We have to do our checklist for orbital insertion.
Copy. I'm on my way. Hello, beautiful.
To initiate burn. Prepare to initiate burn.
Okay, we're ready to light this candle. Go, no go for breaking burn and MOI. Engines.
Online.
Go. Systems.
Online.
Go.
Nav.
Online.
Go. We are go for the burn. I am fueling engines.
Low charge. Online. Low charger activated.
Optimum angle of entry in minus 7 degrees.
Countdown to initiate burn for orbital insertion.
6.
Orbital insertion proximity alert.
4.
Optimal insertion angle approaching.
Jim.
3. Optimal insertion angle imminent.
2. 1.
Let's go to Mars.
Jesus!
Attitude incorrect.
Shut down the engines.
Engines negative. No response. I have got no attitude control.
Manual separation. Blow the bolts.
Negative. The control module doesn't have enough thrust to correct this rotation.
We're too steep. We're falling into the atmosphere. Christ, at this angle, we're going to burn up.
How much time we got, Phil?
I don't know. 3 minutes? I don't know. Where's the remote?
Resupply module? Why? There's no way we're going to be able to link up.
Where is it?
Resupply module located. Resupply module located.
It's close.
How close?
I don't know. That's going to take some time.
Figure it out. We don't have time. They'll figure it out now.
Jim, we're dead stick. There's no way to maneuver this ship into link up.
Not the ship. Just us. We go EVA.
You want us to transfer in suits?
Jesus, Jim. If we don't make it, if we miss the Remo.
There's no other choice. Phil, how close?
Intersection orbit with Remo. Course intersection plotted.
1 kilometer. That's the best I can do.
Prepare to abandon ship. Let's go.
what are you looking for?
Earth.
Hey, when we get back home, we really will have to try this out in the sim.
How are we doing on the fuel, Woody?
I'm at 50%. I don't see the Remo.
It is. 45 left, 45 down.
Oh, Jesus. She's not where I thought she'd be.
We're gonna miss her.
What do you think?
You can't catch it. Not like this.
Use the tether. You'll have one, maybe two shots before she's out of reach.
Negative. It's too risky. If we miss her, we got nothing. I'll leave you the gun. Run a line out to the Remo. I got enough fuel left for that.
You'll be going too fast.
I'll aim to overshoot. Break like hell and arc it in. Piece of cake. I'll see you in a flash. Unhook me.
Good to go.
Okay, I'm on a path to overshoot. I'm going to take the edge off. I'm out of fuel. Coming in hot. Still long. Abandoning the unit. I'll break with suit jets. Suit jet's gone. I'm gonna make contact.
What velocity?
Impact's gonna be a little rough.
At what velocity?
32.
I'm gonna use the gun to slow you.
No. You're slowing me, I'll fall short.
It's too fast, Woody.
No choice. I'll be okay. Here we go. Gotcha.
Woody! Woody! Woody!
No, 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 no.
Terry.
Woody.
Take the gun. Take it. Bill, hang on. Go. Woody, what's your status?
Well, my suit jets are gone, and I'm still carrying a good deal of velocity.
As soon as we get hooked up, I'll come get you.
I'd have to say negative on that, Jim.
Negative on the transmission?
No, I heard you. Negative on the maneuver. I am not retrievable.
What, are you not going that fast?
Well, it all comes down to the amount of fuel, honey. Suit jets are designed for attitude control, not travel. Retrieval just won't work.
Well, it's gotta work.
Hey, listen, I don't like it any more than you do.
Woody.
Run the numbers, Jim.
I am. You hang tight, Woody. We'll get in the Remo, drop her down, and come scoop you up.
Sounds good, Jim.
It's going to take us half an hour to get the Remo reoriented. Woody will be in the atmosphere by then.
Then we'll just have to get her moving faster.
We don't have time.
Listen to Jim, honey. It's a good plan.
No. We're going to come get you.
Okay, get ready for break.
Come on now.
On my mark. Three.
You can do it.
Two.
You can do it.
One.
Come on.
Mark.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody good?
We're on, Jim.
Way to go. Way to go. Good job.
All right. There won't be enough room for us inside. As soon as I get the hatch open, let's start dumping the cargo.
Copy that.
Hang on, Woody.
Will do, Jim. Hello, beautiful.
Come on. All right. It's open.
Terry, no!
Terry, come back. You'll never make it.
Terry, what are you doing?
I'll tell you what I'm not doing, Woody. I'm not going to watch you die.
Terry.
You do the same for me.
Phil, get inside, dump the cargo, and start the systems. Now!
No, I wouldn't. Not if it was impossible.
I can do it.
No, you can't. You don't have enough fuel to come get me and get us back. Listen to me, goddammit. You have to stop, and you have to stop now.
He's right, Terry. It's no use.
The hell I do. Get in a little closer and try again.
Terry, you spend any fuel getting close, you won't get back. And if anyone tries to get you, they'll die too. Honey, please. Please go back. Go back and help the others to the surface.
I am not losing you.
I can't let you do it.
No.
I can't let you die. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
Love you, honey.
No! No!
No, I love you.
Wait! Don't! Wait! Wait! Don't! No! No! Please, God, no! Woody.
Come back, Terry. He's gone.
No. No.
Terry.
No.
We need you.
Got some new data just coming in. It doesn't make any sense. We're not sure how to read this.
Data?
Yes. Telemetry reports the Remo left its orbit and reached the Martian surface.
Crashed?
No, sir. and the power.
What?
63 minutes after Mars Recovery went offline. So the graph shows a controlled descent, but it doesn't make any sense.
Use the remote cylinder. It's Jimmy Connell. It's got to be nobody else could have put this off. Nobody else. Son of a bitch.
I've got access to the ERV. I'm gonna go inside. Terry, is the oxygen generator okay?
Yeah. It's gonna take a while to get back to 100% capacity, though.
Okay, I'm entering the ham. Still oxygen in here.
It's just a little spooky. I don't like the dark at all. Need some lights. Need some lights. Okay. Where are we? Here we go. ERV appears to be structurally intact. Yeah, but just as we thought, the computers are fried.
Copy that. I got busted filters here. Clogged intakes. Hell of a clean-up job. It's Inferno, major damage.
See this.
What is it, Jim?
It's working. Yeah.
Deborah! Your son is Bobby.
No!
You were reading Treasure Island with...
Luke. It's all right. It's me.
No, wait! No, wait! He's all right. He's all right.
Jim, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be. You're not supposed to be here. How are you here? How are you here?
This is a rescue mission. What do you want of me, right, Steve?
I can't. Well, where is he? Where is Woody? You know, I give them CO2 and light, and they give me oxygen and food. It's actually not a bad arrangement. You know? It's kind of like a marriage, really, except not as many fights. I mean, some fights.
Luke, tell us what happened here.
We fired the radar, and it came, and they all died.
What do you mean? What came?
The force came out of the top of the mountain, and everybody died, but I was spared. Why? It had to be for a reason. And then all of a sudden, I knew the reason why. And so someone would be left to figure out the secret. You know, just come. Come.
Is it just me? I see a few meal packs short of a picnic.
Long-term exposure to low gravity can have an adverse impact on the brain. Or then it could be suffering from some form of asphyxia.
Or maybe his whole crew died and he's been marooned alone on Mars for a year. It's a miracle he survived this long. I better bring him up to speed.
Great. So let me be sure I understand this. Your ship blew up with all its supplies, then you emptied all the cargo out of the Remo and it was totaled on landing. You got no food, no water, no spare oxygen. Nothing other than what I'm looking at right here. What kind of rescue mission is this, Jim?
That guy.
Check it out. New nav boards for the ERV. I got 4 round trip tickets, baby, right in here.
Oh. Thank you, God. Oh, thank God.
When I came to and dug myself out of the sand, my faceplate was cracked. It was leaking badly. I barely made it back to base. It was weeks before I could work up the nerve to go back out there and look for their bodies. Renee was the only one I could find, but it just didn't seem right somehow to just dig one grave. Oh, God.
Has it been blowing like this for a while?
Yeah.
We saw a big storm on our screens, but Nickers said it was turning south.
If it holds course.
Look, this whatever it was, this force. You said it came directly out of the top of the mountain?
Don't you believe me? That's okay, Jim. You don't believe me, that's okay. But I'm not crazy. I know that much. I'm not crazy.
What do you mean by it's secret? What secret?
Listen, hundreds of millions of years have gone by. Okay, you've got erosion, lava flow, sandstorms, meteor impacts. Hell, in that much time, the whole surface of the planet would have changed. So it's no wonder we never saw it before. I mean, we saw it, but not like they meant us to. There was too much dirt on it.
So what, look?
Saw this.
Jesus. Look, what are you trying to tell us? You're trying to tell us
that's the face. It's the face. It's real. Somebody put that thing there. It's not us.
Jim.
What about the sound you heard before the explosion?
Oh, yeah, good. That's the key. That's the key. You hear that? It's the pauses. Do you hear the pauses? It's a pattern. It's a repeating pattern.
Mathematical?
Mm-hmm. That occurred to me too. There are distinct blocks within each pattern, and within each block, the tones come in groups of three. It's 3-3-3, 3-3-3. It's always 3-3-3. It's always the same. See, for months I struggled to analyze it, you know, trying different constructs, and then I thought about dimensions.
That's why it's equal.
Exactly. Three groups equals three dimensions. So I assigned different graphic values to each block, group, and tone, and I came up with this. Hello.
Oh, my God. Is that what I think it is?
DNA.
You see it?
Yeah. It's a model of DNA.
So somebody left that thing here. Okay. Somebody other than human. But, what is it?
It's a signature. It's a self-portrait of whatever species created the face.
That DNA looks human.
No, it's not. It's missing the last pair of chromosomes, see?
It's close. It's damn close.
Close? The difference between man and ape is less than 3% genetic material. But that 3% gives you Einstein, Mozart.
Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, he's right.
Four pallets, oral topical medications, splints, bandages, one complete med pack.
With 8 tubes of antifungal cream. Well, at least we won't rash to death.
Luke, how do you feel?
Lighter. A lot lighter.
Welcome back.
Thanks, man.
The backup generator is salvageable, so are two of the solar panels. I'm pretty sure I can get the oxygen still back into production, so we're not in such bad shape, considering.
That's good, Terry.
Good work. Look at this. Bill's idea of absolute essentials. Of course.
Hey! My baby.
It's not a signature.
What?
The noise from the face, it's not a signature. It's a test. It's asking us for the right answer. It wants us to put in a missing pair of chromosomes.
Why?
To prove that we're human.
We fired radar into that thing, concentrated radio waves, and you're saying...
Which it interpreted as the wrong answer. It could be like a security alarm. When it gets an incorrect response, it defends itself.
So what happens when it gets the right answer?
Well, I don't know that, Phil. But we gotta find out. Luke, what if we work this the other way? We figure out which tones would be equivalent to the missing chromosomes and then dub them into your recording of the signal. Is that possible?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. What about the radar gun? Will it accept the input so we can transmit a completed signal back to the face?
Whoa. Hold on, Jim. What if you're wrong? Whoever goes out there... I mean, what if you're wrong? 3 people have already died over that thing.
4.
Terry. If we leave here without getting some answers, they all died in vain.
We don't have to go out there. Yeah, the antenna got knocked around pretty badly in the blast. This is the best resolution I think we're going to be able to get.
All right, guys. I got the nav boards. I'm sealing the airlock.
Check the video feed.
Video feed looks good.
How close do we have to get?
I'm not sure. Maybe I'll stop it right over there by that rock.
Do it. Good.
Look at that, Jim. It worked. Oh, God, it worked.
Guys, I don't know what the hell we just did. But does that look to you like a hostile gesture?
No. More like an invitation.
Or another test.
Check for radiation.
Normal. Seismic normal. Anemometer steady.
Luke, does the rover still work? Phil, do you read?
Yeah, Jim, your signal's breaking up a little in the storm, but I read you.
We're at the face. We're gonna need a few minutes here. Same deadline. Launch at 1950 with or without us. Copy?
Copy that.
Jim, you sure you want to do this?
I'm not sure about anything anymore. But I didn't come 100 million miles just to turn back in the last 10 feet.
Yes. Yes, computers are online. I am going to start loading software.
The surface seems firm and level.
Roger that. The texture smooth.
I've got good footing. No obstructions. Let's check out PSI.
Guys, I gotta tell you. We're losing visibility here really fast. Over.
It's solid. We're trapped.
Don't move. Just keep this orientation.
Guys? Luke? Terry, Jim?
Phil, can you still hear me?
Is anyone there? Over.
Oh, God. That's it. There's no handles. We're not getting out of here unless they let us out.
Jim, what are
you
doing? Stop
Jim.
It. Stop it. Jim, you're depressurized. Come on.
Now.
There's pressure in here.
Above Mars atmospheric. It's impossible.
We're millions of miles from Earth inside a giant white face. What's impossible?
There's 12 PSI in here. Nitrogen and oxygen.
Otherwise known as air.
Hey, wait, Jim. I haven't checked the lethal trace gases, and I haven't. What the hell? Before the continent separated.
My God, that's it. Hundreds of millions of years ago, there was a sudden explosion of life on Earth. The first multi-celled plants and animals appeared. No one has ever understood why or how it happened.
I seeded Earth.
Eros. Eartha.
Jim, anyone? ERV to Rover. Rover, this is ERV. Does anyone copy? Does anyone copy? ERV to Rover. Rover, this is ERV. Do you copy?
Phil?
Oh, thank God, God.
Phil, we read you.
Listen, the storm is too bad, really bad. It's going to totally sock us in a few minutes. You have to get back to the ship.
Phil?
You've got to get back to the ship.
Phil.
We're in a ship. This is a ship. And the countdown's already started.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here.
Jim. Jim. Come on, we gotta go.
I'm not coming with you.
What? What are you talking about? You gotta get home?
That's where I'm going. Don't you see? That's what all this is for. Terry. You were right, this is an invitation. This is an invitation for us to follow them home. I'm going. That's what I was born for. Like Maggie said, to stand on a new world and look beyond it to the next one. For me. But you're running out of time. You gotta get back to the ERV and you gotta get off this planet.
Thank you for saving my life, buddy.
It was a privilege.
ERV to Rover. Rover, this is ERV. Do you copy? ERV to Rover. Rover, this is ERV. Do you read me?
the rescue beacon. We're driving blind.
I'm just gonna keep going on a straight line, okay? That's our only chance. Sarah, we're not gonna make it.
No. I've worked with Phil for 4 years, and I know Jim gave him a direct order, but he is not gonna leave without us.
Please, Luke. Terry. Jim. ERV Rover. Rover, this is ERV, you read me?
Phil, do you read? This is Luke, we're coming in. Phil. Phil.
Phil isn't here right now. He left for Earth 5 minutes ago. Please leave a message after the beep.
Jim.